Greetings, friends. This is Stephen Pui for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, people used to go to prison for selling marijuana. Now, the city I live in is exploding with marijuana stores. Has it now been determined that marijuana is now just a harmless weed?
Absolutely not. No. Now, the liberal New York Times put out an interesting article about this, and I'd like to read the headlines and a fair amount that's actually in it. Here's their headline. As America's marijuana use grows, so do the harms. The drug, legal in much of the country, is widely seen as non-addictive and safe. For some users, these assumptions are dangerously wrong. In Midcoast, Maine, a pediatrician sees teenagers so dependent on cannabis, they consume it practically all day, every day. A remarkably scary amount, she said. From Washington State to West Virginia, psychiatrists treat rising numbers of people whose use of the drug had brought on delusions, paranoia, and other symptoms of psychosis. And in the emergency departments of small community hospitals and large academic centers, medical centers alike, physicians are encountering patients with severe vomiting induced by the drug, a potentially devastating condition that was once rare, but now they say is common. The patients look so sick, said a doctor in Ohio who described them as writhing around in pain. As marijuana legalization has accelerated across the country, doctors are contending with the effects of an explosion in the use of the drug and its intensity. A $33 billion industry has taken root, turning out an ever-expanding range of cannabis products so intoxicating, they bear little resemblance to the marijuana available a generation ago. Tens of millions of Americans use the drug for medical or recreational purposes, most of them without any problem, according to this article, end quote.
Well, if many of the people using marijuana don't really have any problems, is there really any cause for alarm?
Well, first of all, there are scriptural issues with it that they're skipped over. But the fact is, as more and more people are consuming more potent marijuana more often, you're seeing more serious health consequences. And these are more than places like the New York Times thought. And they found that there were dangerous misconceptions. Many users believe that they couldn't be addicted to cannabis, but they can be. And here's something else from this article. About 18 million people, nearly a third of all users 18 and up, have reported symptoms of cannabis use disorder. A third of users, okay, according to estimates from a unique data thing from the Times by Columbia University epidemiologists. But people would continue to use the drug despite the negative effects in their lives. Of those, about 3 million are considered to be addicted.
That's interesting. When I was in my 20s and 30s, I recall the claim that marijuana wasn't addicting. Can you give us more results from that analysis?
Yeah, well, those estimates are based on responses to a 2022 U.S. National Drug Survey for people who had used any cannabis the year before. And for those between 18 and 25 years old, more than 4.5 million use it daily or nearly daily. And 81% of those meet the criteria for the disorder. And according to Dr. Wilson Compton, Deputy Director of National Institute of Drug Abuse, this means almost everybody who uses it every day is reporting problems with it. This is a very clear warning sign, end quote. While marijuana is known for soothing nausea, for some users it has the opposite effect. And then this doctor said, why don't more doctors know about it? Why didn't anyone ever mention it to me? And they find that for some of the people with marijuana, they get something called cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome, or CHS, and that they find heat helps relieve their nausea and vomiting. And for some people, they want heat so bad they'll lean up against hot cars and even get burnt. Wow. They don't know why heat can solve or soothe some of the symptoms. They just know that it does. And then there's a doctor, Ethan Russo, who's a neurologist. And he developed one of the few cannabis-derived drugs approved by the U.S. FDA. And he said, I spent most of the last 30 years supporting medical use of cannabis. However, I've also talked about the harms and pitfalls of cannabis, specifically cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome. It's a serious problem and a genuine reason that some people should not use. Then, get this headline, like he was possessed. Dr. Sharon Levy, chief of addiction medicine at Boston's Children's Hospital, had a patient who believed that coat hangers and sneakers had come to life.
Wow.
Dr. Luke Archibald, an addiction psychiatrist in Lebanon, New Hampshire, treated one who was charged with trespassing after following voices he hallucinated. So it sounds like maybe they're demon possessed or something.
Yes, really. You know, once again, when I was younger, because of the way people acted when smoking, there was a saying that was used by both those that smoked marijuana and those that didn't. That saying was, why do you think they call it dope? Just how much more serious are these current medical issues?
Well, many physicians say they've seen a growing number of patients with cannabis-induced temporary psychosis lasting hours, days, or even months.
Wow.
And it's more common, he said, for younger users. They can affect people of all ages. And Dr. Levy and other physicians have also said they've seen a rise of other chronic psychotic disorders, such as schizophrenia, which they believe that marijuana or cannabis is a contributing factor. The reality is the harms associated with marijuana have long been known. But now is it getting more potent and people are more open about it? I guess they're talking about it more. Look, I used to have patients come to my office, and I remember one or two of them tell me, there's 20,000 studies or so on marijuana that shows it's beneficial. I said, no. I said, there's a few studies that say that marijuana helps some people with anxiety. I said, but there's better ways to treat that. And that most health studies found harm with marijuana, and that THC, which is a chemical that causes the high in marijuana, causes all kinds of issues. And that the so-called health benefits of intoxifying marijuana, and I'm not talking about CBD oil, by the way, which has no THC, that's different. But the health benefits of marijuana are overstated, and most really aren't true. I mean, it's true that if you're drunk or high, you don't feel pain, but that's really not good for you. You know, that's not good. It's healthy. It's not healthy to intentionally breathe in smoke or swallow mind-altering drugs, and people shouldn't be smoking marijuana or eat it. It's got negative effects on the body, and it is often addictive, and it's definitely harmful. You know, the state of California hoped that it was going to make a lot of money because of marijuana, as did a lot of California cities, including Grover Beach, where our office is. However, in California, at least, legalizing it has not brought the vast amount of tax revenues that many claimed it was going to.
When it comes to governments, it often seems to be all about the money. How does God view that?
Well, the New Testament, God inspired the Apostle Paul to write in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
What does the National Institute of Health, which is the governmental agency created to protect our health, have to say about marijuana use?
It says, when marijuana is smoked, THC rapidly passes through the lungs and the bloodstream and affects other organs in the body. It's absorbed more slowly if it's ingested in food or drink. However, as it's ingested, THC acts on specific molecules that target brain cells. And they're calling them cannabinoid receptors. And this affects normal brain development and function. And it's these cannabinoid receptors are found in the brain that mostly influence pleasure, memory, thinking, concentration, time perception, and coordinated movement. Marijuana overactivates the system, causing the high and other things. It alters perception, it alters mood, thinking, problem solving, and memory. It also hurts brain development, particularly when it's used heavily by young people. And some of those effects can be permanent. A long-term study in New Zealand showed that people who began smoking marijuana heavily in their teens lost an average of 8 points in their IQ between ages 13 and 38. However, if they quit as adults, they didn't get all of it fully restored, but did help somewhat. But again, if you start smoking marijuana, it's just not good for your IQ.
It's amazing that a government would jeopardize the health of those it is sworn to protect just for the love of money. What other health risks are there?
Well, it can also affect your cardiopulmonary system as well as mental health. It's an irritant to your lungs. A lot of studies have linked chronic marijuana use to mental illness. It's also been linked with depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, and neurobehavioral problems actually in babies. Additionally, because it seriously impairs judgment and motor coordination, you increase your risk of injury or death while driving a car. And several studies found marijuana use more than doubles the driver's risk for being in an accident. The combination of marijuana and alcohol, by the way, is either worse than either separately, as far as driving goes, too.
Well, I guess as far as smoking marijuana and driving is concerned, a government can't be totally responsible for the actions of its citizens. Does the Bible address this issue at all?
Yeah, ingesting or inhaling marijuana basically makes one drunk. And the Bible is opposed to that. Ephesians 5:18, don't be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Proverbs 23, verse 21 says, for the glutton and the drunkard will come to poverty. 1 Corinthians 5:11, we've written you to keep not to keep company with anyone who's named a brother who is sexually immoral or is covetous or an idolater or a reviler or a drunkard or an extortioner. Don't even eat with such people. And in 1 Corinthians 6, don't you know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? They go through a bunch of things, including drunkards. But some were such of you, but you were washed. So don't keep doing that. And it says in Romans 13, verse 13, we're to walk properly, not in revelry and drunkenness. And being intoxicated with marijuana is something that people should not do. But, you know, what gets me is I was in the old Worldwide Church of God. And 54 years ago, they published something that says, regarding marijuana, are good results produced? So the old saying is the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Are there really beneficial fruits for marijuana? And they went through this ridiculously, this long list, which is too long for here, but it says it makes you unable to function normally, such as driving a car, slows you down, can cause panics, make you lazy. You don't communicate, you might lose your job, can make you paranoid, can affect you in lots of different ways, and it also can cause psychotic reactions. Again, this was published in Worldwide Church of God 54 years ago. It says, a psychosis is far more worse than a mere personality disorder. Psychosis is severe mental derangement. And this is something that marijuana can cause. And they talked about this years and years, you know, decades ago. The reality is Christians should not ingest or smoke marijuana. The increased use of marijuana is not good. There are more problems with marijuana than most want to accept. And it's nice that the New York Times has finally decided to report on this, that those of the Church of God have known about in other sciences for decades.
That's true. Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.